When you really come to think of it, what is the difference between watching one of the political conventions instead of a half-hour infomercial for a vacuum? Is there one? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. We will talk about a very disheartening, scary, and disturbing experience I had at Dunkin' Donuts because of Christina Stoffo. She was stalking me in a donut shop on the way to do this show. It is very scary, and we will talk about it. Then, this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by types of jobs that people quit the most. Is your job on the list? You better listen because you may want to go in this week and quit. And then we'll finish up the hour, part two of our interview with legendary TV producer and director Steve Binder. This time we'll talk about the Elvis comeback special. Back in 1968 on NBC, it changed variety television. And it actually changed the careers of both Elvis Presley and Steve Binder. And we start things off this hour with the political conventions. Aren't we glad that they are done? We had the week from Cleveland for the Republicans and the week from Philadelphia for the Democrats. And as I'm watching these things, I'm realizing, wait a minute, is this really a news event? Yeah, it's our political structure at work. This is freedom. This is democracy on display. No, it's not. These are carefully crafted four-night infomercials. And the media runs after them like lapdogs because they supposedly make a lot of money. I wonder if they really make as much money as they did back in the 70s and 80s when you had television. You still listened to the conventions on the radio. They used to be on the radio. And you would read about it in the newspaper and you would get your perspective in next week's edition of either Time or Newsweek. But now, with Twitter and with Facebook and even with Snapchat, you are getting instantaneous reaction, not only from just other regular people like you and me, but from people in the media like me that are instantaneously giving you their reaction and their insight. So if you want to follow this stuff, you don't really need to sit there and watch it. Now, C-SPAN, because what else is C-SPAN going to do? They put on the entire convention from when they gavel in until they gavel out, and everything from people jumping around dancing with some ugly and strange hats on their head. And I'll tell you, I'm watching the Republican convention a couple of weeks ago. I was like watching an old Guy Lombardo New Year's Eve from the Waldorf Astoria from like 1968. Some of these people jumping around with some of these hats on their heads. Get some rhythm, please, folks. Anyway, these are carefully crafted messages, and they are packaged very slickly with the lights and with the big boards now behind the candidates and everybody speaking at these conventions. And they carefully decide as to who is going to speak when, even though they weren't too careful when they let Ted Cruz out of the bottle, now were they? But anyway, you know what I mean. Why are these still considered news events? Do you remember when the networks used to carry the entire night live from like 7 until 11? At least they have wised up to the respect where they don't go to these things now until 10 p.m. But the two parties have gotten pretty slick with that, so you don't really get heavy hitters on until 10. And they can hide certain people they want before 10 o'clock Eastern time. It is still, though, not a news event, per se. These are carefully crafted entertainment extravaganzas by the two political parties that run this country. And we sit there and we cover them as if they are news events. They are not. They are television programs. They are variety shows. That is exactly what these things are. They are veiled reality shows. They aren't real, just like reality shows aren't real. Just like on Survivor, no one really is going to get eaten by a crocodile. They're going to say cut and they're going to go over to the union-mandated craft service table and eat a Snickers bar. Just like when everyone goes out there and feigns their outrage over how everything is going in this world, when they walk off the stage, they go and eat a Snickers bar as well. Stay with us. Christina, stalking me at Dunkin' Donuts, is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Hey, stupid! Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and serves the Mets, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.